Wow, what a beautiful day. Blue sky. And we visited with the Nelson County agent up there in northeast corner of North Dakota about the good wheat harvest they had up there. Let's head down to South Dakota. Visit now with the executive director, South Dakota Wheat Commission, Reed Christofferson. Hello, Reed.
Hello. Hello.
A beautiful day in Pier, too, I'll bet.
It is a bright blue sky, and the sun is shining, and that's a kind of a new experience for us in the last few days.
A guy's got to dust off, get the cobwebs off of their sunglass frame, and put them on.
They are out there, and I hope they're stirring up the dust.
Indeed, yeah. I saw some combine dust coming out of the back end of some well, let's see, I'm trying to remember. They were all green machines yesterday on my way back. But so the winter wheat planting progress, I see you're at 82%. That's a little behind average and a little behind last year. Any concerns?
No, not really at this time. A lot of it, of course, was held up with the wet conditions that we've had, and I suspect that there's probably at least some fields that may be destined for a winter wheat crop that have had to wait for a soybean crop to disappear first. And so we're kind of optimistic now that combines are rolling, that crop is finally starting to roll down on the moisture. We're getting some heat, we're getting some wind, we're getting some sun, and so hopefully we're going to dry it down and get it out.
Yeah, and during the course of the growing season, we had plenty of that too. So were in South Dakota, were the proteins a little high?
Our averages were pretty much where we thought they should be. We didn't have anything really unusual with our crop this year, and fortunately we avoided some of the challenges to the south and some of the really, really late harvest conditions to the north.
It was kind of frustrating. But how about the size of the crop? What was the number that you'll think you'll end up with as far as stocks?
Well, we're pretty much kind of returning back to the average, and the numbers that we've got right now, we're on the winter wheat crop, 31.7 million bushels, 40 million bushels on the spring wheat. So we're still there, a little under 75 million. We'd like to be closer to 100 million bushels on an annual basis.
But up big time up over last year's stocks.
Large increase from last year, of course, with the extreme drought conditions that we had, and then the extremely low prices that led producers to have to make some decisions on taking that wheat for forage rather than grain in some cases. So really about anything that could have happened this year had to be an increase. We still, of course, experienced some hail in the north part of north of Pier here in the Oneida-Sully County. But overall, we're pleased with the harvest.
How about around the world? They grow wheat everywhere, it seems, but the rest of the world has had some challenges this year.
Well, we certainly have. We hear of some reports out of Russia, you hear of reports out of Australia, but it really truly is a global market, and it's largely dependent upon supplies, and certainly as some countries are looking at being price buyers, looking at the cheapest wheat possible, they might be making some decisions other than U.S. wheat. But we continue to work hard, tell the story about the quality of U.S. wheat and to those buyers that have some high standards.
And are there trade teams coming in, or are they pretty much all come through already?
We haven't had much for trade teams in our part of the state this year, but we are getting ready to, of course, send our representatives from U.S. Wheat Associates to start making their international trips over the next 60 days, again, telling that story about our wheat.
Ag Horizons is the annual gathering in Pier there in early December or late November. What are the dates this year?
Late November. We're back to the week following Thanksgiving, so Tuesday, November 27, and Wednesday, November 28, at the Ramcota Center in Pier, South Dakota.
All right. Encourage everybody in South Dakota to get to Pier on the November 27th and 28th. All righty. Reed Christofferson, Executive Director, South Dakota Wheat Commission. Thank you very much for the visit.
Thank you.
And we'll keep the sky a blue as long as possible until a little after sunset. Then it'll turn orange and be pretty. So, thank you, Reed.